This is Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back once again. Of course, this is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark. Of course, I'm joined by one of my best friends, Simon.
Good day, everybody.
And we are doing a usual thing where we talk about movies and music from movies. And we have special guests tonight.
Yeah, so tonight we've got our friends Joel and Jeff from Cinema Time Capsule. What the hell is Cinema Time Capsule, you may ask? Well, stay tuned. We're going to let you know. We're going to play first some more music, and then we're going to come back and talk to Jeff and Joel.
Perfect. This one, that one off the top, by the way, was Battle Without Honor or Humanity by Tomoyasu Hotel. Everyone knows it as the theme from Kill Bill. Fine movie, fine tune. This next one, of course, is from the soundtrack to the film Rocky IV. Four. James Brown, Living in America, on the Soundtrack Show. 101.5, The Hawk.
Knock it out, bitch.
Of View to a Kill from the James Bond classic of View to a Kill, Roger Moore's last film in the franchise and arguably one of the best themes in the series.
And fortunate we got to play it tonight because we had to cut it from our James Bond show a couple of weeks ago. Actually, all tonight's songs are picked by Jeff and Joel, who are here with us. Jeff and Joel are running a thing called Cinema Time Capsule. Why don't you guys tell us about what Cinema Time Capsule is?
Well, my name is Jeff, and right next to me, you can't see, but it is...
Yes, this is...
this is a radio
audio.
Show?
This is radio,
yes.
Yeah.
There's no cameras
no,
here.
No cameras.
And you are, sir?
Joel.
We were sitting around during COVID lockdown, and we just missed seeing our friends. There was no good movies coming out, so we went back into the vault to pull out some of our old favorites.
And see if they held up to our childhood memories of them.
And?
So, they're much better. They're fabulous films from the 80s. So we are going to start screening them for everyone in Hamilton, starting on?
December 9th.
At 6:30. And our first film, Joel, is?
Chosen by voters. It was Gremlins, the holiday classic from 1984.
Yes. And where is it playing?
Well, we're going to be playing at the Playhouse where we are right now. I think we're broadcasting from...
Well, we're not broadcasting. We're recording live.
We're recording live.
The Playhouse management has allowed us to come and use some of their space to record this episode. So thanks to them. So guys, how did... Like, this is a Facebook thing where people vote, right? You want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, we started just amongst friends, telling them about it because it was a chance for us to get together and hang out. And then so we started a vote for thinking the holidays coming up.
So we had a blockbuster vote. I think we had almost 70 votes.
Almost.
We had almost 70 votes.
We had
votes.
Bill and Ted's favorite
That's
number.
Decent.
Dozens.
69, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had 69 votes. We had a stellar list of films. Joel, do you want to go over the list of films that we had?
People had to choose, which you'll hear it would be very difficult. We had Santa Claus the Movie.
With Dudley Moore.
We had...
Classic.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Excellent.
You know what I mean, Vern?
We had... What else?
We had Christmas Story.
Right, of course.
You'll shoot your eye out.
And
yes, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
And Scrooged.
With
I
Bill
love
Murray.
Scrooge.
Yeah, it's an outlier, actually.
Yeah.
And that was second place, but by a landslide.
Yeah.
It was Gremlins, and I think there was like 45% of the vote.
Yep.
Is the debate about Gremlins being a Christmas movie the same as like the debate about Die Hard being a Christmas movie?
That's a dead debate. It is a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is a Christmas film?
Damn straight.
Well, the guys who made Die Hard would disagree with you.
I don't care.
I think that any movie that you have as a personal tradition that you watch every Christmas time is a Christmas movie if it's a Christmas movie to you. But I wouldn't have... Off the top of my head, I wouldn't have picked Gremlins as a Christmas movie. I know it happens during Christmas, but it's not something that when I think of as a Christmas movie. Yeah.
There
it
are
absolutely
some very
fits into
dark
the theme.
Christmas movies.
Yes.
Right? Black Christmas is one of my
Black
favorites.
Black Christmas, Don't Open Till Christmas is another one. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Sleigh Bells, something like that.
That was the movie they were making in the Santa Claus movie.
Okay.
Christmas Sleigh, S-L-A-Y.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind
I
of
was
a,
10
it's
less than
outlier,
a solo movie.
I guess with the Christmas tradition, because it's not something you want to sit around with your family,
right.
And watch people get hacked up by little green things.
Says who?
Exactly. So
well,
some
depends
families.
On your
some
family.
Families, yes,
and you
more
know,
families than you might think, actually.
Yeah. So as a side note, when we were growing up, we came from different backgrounds. Both Joel and I was exposed to everything. Like
right.
I saw ridiculous shows. On VHS, my parents would take me to any kind of movie that came out. Like Rambo, I was like right up at the front watching people be blown to pieces.
Beautiful.
And Joel, you never saw this on its release.
I did not see Gremlins until 2 years ago.
Wow.
That's sad.
Well,
But I've seen it now, so...
Do you know what's funny if you look at Gremlins, because it's also a Spielberg project, is that the sets, and actually some of the actors too... Are shared with another film that came out a year later.
We are going to talk about that.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So I won't get into that.
Let's come back to that. We don't want to steal your thunder. No. Let's play some music because this is a radio show.
But speaking of nostalgia, we're going to go back to this one. Lima?
Sure.
And if you remember, my favorite part of the movie is when the horse dies in the bog. That's
so
great.
Sad. It's so sad.
It's a never-ending story.
This is the never-ending interview. Play the music.
On Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk. sorry, fellas. I'm afraid it's too darn loud. Hey, that, of course, was Huey Lewis in the News, Power of Love, from the soundtrack to the immortal film, one of my personal favorites, Back to the Future, Part 1.
Yes, and we were just talking off air about the fact that we all love Huey Lewis, but unfortunately we won't be hearing anything new from Huey because he's having some hearing problems. He won't be able to tour anymore. He does have an album that just came out, I think, in 2019. But that'll be the last one for him, unfortunately. So if you're into Huey Lewis, go check out that new album. I don't know what it's called. So Jeff and Joel from Cinema Time Capsule are here. And they've been picking all the movie, all the music for us tonight. So, and we had alluded to right before in our last segment there about Gremlins, which they'll be showing. Cinema Time Capsule will be presenting at the Playhouse Theater on December 9th.
6:30.
Guys, fill in the blanks here. What we were talking about, Gremlins and the set on Gremlins.
Yeah, so we found out that filming around the same time, also Steven Spielberg involved, the set of the town is actually the same town for Back to the Future.
So Kingston Falls, USA, Gremlins, is Hill Valley, California, yeah, from Back to the Future.
So, and I'm pretty sure, having watched it again, that when they go into the bank where Billy works, that's the soda shop where Marty meets his dad. You can see the angle of the doors.
Lou's Cafe.
Yeah. So. And the same, and the theater is the same. And yep. I think the clock tower is there in the background, but there is no clock in Gremlins. It's just a sort of a...
The tower's there.
The tower's there, but there's no clock, I don't think, in Gremlins. Anyway.
At least it wasn't stuck in
this
channel.
This would be something our listener can check out and you know, message us on Facebook and tell us if we were right or about that or not.
A similar set is used in The Burbs, which is also a Joe Dante film.
I think it's the same. I watched that recently for the first time, and I think that is the same one. Yeah.
There's same only about... In reality, a lot of these sets, there's like one or two in the world,
right?
Like, they're used by all the studios. There's only two big backlots in California, and there's the Warner Brothers one, and
this is the Universal one,
and the Universal one, and they trade back and forth too. Right. So yeah,
all sorts of neat things like that, and that's what we want to bring on that night, just for a little bit of fun and provide some trivia background on the movie, what was going on at that year, what were the other big hits.
I've also tried to contact Joe Dante for an interview, and surprisingly he hasn't got back to me yet, so stay tuned. We may have a Joe Dante interview, likely not.
So we won't just want to cross our fingers or hold our breath, but
maybe just
that would
show
be darned cool. What's he done lately?
Well,
apparently he just does that. He does a podcast, right?
He's doing a fabulous
Everybody
podcast,
does a podcast right? Yeah. Now.
He just doesn't want the competition. That's the problem.
Maybe.
So, you know what? Joe, if you're listening, please give us a call.
If Joe was our other listener, that would be pretty wild.
Joe, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. But we are worthy, as is this film. We're going to go move along. Going back to the summer of 1987... It is the Doors cover. It's People Are Strange, as done by Echo and the Bunnymen, from the soundtrack, of course, to The Lost Boys. It's 101.5 The Hawk on the Soundtrack Show.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are running when you're down, when you're strange. Come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. No one remembers your name
Need Another Hero. That was Tina Turner from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And that sax work, if you recognize the name of the song we moved to, the song in the movie we played before that from
Lost Boys,
the greasy sax player punk guy that gets eaten by all the vampires. Of course, that's the same guy playing saxophone there with Tina Turner.
That's Tim Capello. And I mean, when I was 13, it was quite an impact seeing this scantily clad buff man throwing down
greasy
the saxophone.
Guy.
Greasy, yeah. And I was like, I want to be him.
Right up to the point where Kiefer Sutherland eats him?
I don't think he gets eaten.
to go back. I think they all
have to go back. Maybe we'll have to do that on Cinema.
Possibly, yeah.
That would be a good one. I find it really funny and interesting because I didn't know anything about what's the guy's name?
Tim Capello.
Tim Capello.
He was Tina Turner's saxophonist.
Right, which is something I probably should have known being a saxophonist myself. However, it's...
And you do kind of look like Tim Capello.
Oh, I'm going to take that as a compliment, I guess.
Like, you can't see him at home, but
yeah.
Simon is pretty ripped.
That's very true.
Jeff is also drunk. Anyway.
Well, actually, Tim Capello is also... I noticed him on Cameo, so for... I don't know.
Is he on Cameo?
He's on Cameo.
But it's interesting that in Beyond the Thunderdome, there's a sax player who's half naked and playing sax, but it's not Tim Capello. Well, it's somebody else. It's really weird.
Which half?
Top half is naked, bottom half.
Yeah. Wonder if it was written in the script, though, Tim Capello type.
Yeah, or something like that. That's going to warrant some more
sexy,
research,
muscular, bald dude with a saxophone.
Yeah.
That's the part.
Because that's definitely like that. He's definitely in there, and I always remember like wincing a little bit when every time I've seen that movie because the sax player gets a crossbow bolt right in his sax.
Has that ever happened to you on stage?
Like I've never been shot by, never been shot.
You were very unhappy with the performance.
Yes.
Yet.
But you're always kind of.
You never know.
You're always looking when you're when you're just about to hit a solo.
Whenever I'm playing in a Thunderdome type environment, I am concerned.
So when you have a gig after the end of the world,
but
keep your eyes open.
More often, it's not really a Thunderdome type situation. It's more often like a Blues Brothers type situation that I'm more worried about beer bottles than crossbow bolts.
So we were Joel and I were looking for a sax soloist to maybe start the Cinema Time Capsule show. So if you are available that night and want to go shirtless, we will throw the oil on you while you're
Yeah, I don't think the audience will be appreciative.
I volunteer to shoot the crossbow at him.
So show up December 9th. You're going to see.
Who knows?
Simon do some amazing work here.
You're not helping your cause here.
We want people to come.
All right, guys,
this.
What's on your list? What do you want to play next?
Well,
pick something.
We're kind of running out of the music that the list we got.
Oh,
but
there's
keeping
many
in the theme, for what we're doing tonight, and nostalgia, in the predominantly 80s. I have one I think you both enjoy.
All right,
I can't wait.
Okay, the band is Big Pig. From the soundtrack to the film Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes.
It's Breakaway on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Like the birds that
Breakaway, Big Pig from Bill and Ted, Part 1.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes, I was dumbing it down. Sorry, my bad. Bill and Ted's Excellent
Adventure.
You
can't dumb down Bill and Ted. It's pretty dumb already.
Shut your pie hole, mister.
All right, so we had invited Jeff and Joel here to talk about Cinema Time Capsule, and we asked them to pick. They've picked almost all the songs for tonight, except for that last one. Mark just kind of like strong arm his way
in.
I
knew
it was perfect.
Yes, I took over.
Yes, but he definitely got. So, but the next one
is not mine.
These guys have picked. So, why don't you guys introduce the next one?
I think this is Kenny Loggins.
Yes,
and it's it's not Top Gun or Footloose.
Thank you.
No,
what could it be?
I think there's only one other option.
Your Mama Don't Dance.
This was Kenny Loggins' first soundtrack single. I'm All Right from the amazing Caddyshack.
Excellent choice.
And of course, you're listening to the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk. Kenny Loggins, I'm All Right from Caddyshack. And we're just speaking off the air. Reminds me of Caddyshack was written by Doug Kenny, who found his voice initially in the National Lampoon magazine and is featured very nicely in a documentary called Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, Dead. It's a very I won't say it has a happy ending, but it's a very interesting and funny film. It does a nice job of telling the story.
In case there's any younger listeners out there, a magazine is a print medium where they would put articles, and the National Lampoon one was like had humorous cartoons, similar to Mad Magazine, which, again, you may not know of, younger people, because you can't stream Mad Magazine or download it. Oh, maybe you can.
Anyway, you can't fold the cover.
No, yeah, it's not the same. You can't unfold your screen to or fold it in to make a different picture.
You can do it once.
So. Yeah. You know, it doesn't look very good, though.
Stops working.
Yes.
All right. So, guys, what's first of all, because we might not get another chance, just remind us like what Cinema Time Capsule is and what our listener or possible listeners may want to know about what upcoming events that you're holding.
Okay. So Cinema Time Capsule is going back in time and curating some of the greatest movies of the 80s and deciding if we should put them in our time capsule for another generation.
So, yeah, we're coming up with themes, and then we want people to vote to select the movies that they think are worthy of us viewing together. And then we'll put together a little bit of information, introduction to the film we're going to watch. And then people get to decide for themselves if this is a worthy one for saving or if we should toss it on the Taro landfill.
Right. So if you want to vote, if you want to vote for the next time you have a vote, you got to go to the Cinema Time Capsule Facebook page.
Yep. Okay. That running, just Cinema Time Capsule as it sounds.
We will share that link on the
Recently, but we'll do it again.
Got Instagram, but not a lot there. But yeah. Mostly
we've
Facebook.
Partnered with Playhouse Cinema on 277 Sherman Avenue North in the great Hamilton, Ontario.
Yep.
To bring you some of these films from the vault.
Yeah, so.
And what's the first film you're going to be screening again?
It's a Christmas classic. For some, other people...
Those of us who are enlightened, it's a Christmas kind of classic.
Exactly. It is Gremlins, and we did talk about how it won by an overwhelming vote, but we did disclude one film because we thought that it would just win a landslide. And what was that film?
That would be Christmas Vacation. I think everyone loves that film. We've all seen it. My family wants to watch it every year. I do not want to watch it every year. I want to enjoy it. And some, you know, give it some room to breathe. In curating the options, we excluded that.
Okay.
So that we could bring in some other movies that maybe
time
don't
capsule aside then. Let's go around the room. What is your favorite Christmas movie? If it's not, assuming it's not Gremlins.
Good question.
Gremlins is a fine film, but...
Mine's a really strange one. It's called A Child's Christmas in Wales, and it was produced by CTV and the BBC, and it's like impossible to find. But it is on YouTube, and it's just sappy, nostalgic kind of. It was a poem by the great Dylan Thomas, I believe.
All right.
And I would say I'd have to go back much further. I'd have to pick between Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes.
I've fallen in love with It's a Wonderful Life only recently.
How can you not?
An interesting one, if you'd also like to look up on YouTube, that we found, we thought about trying to screen, but we couldn't find a good quality print of it, was A Christmas Dream, which is starring Emmanuel Lewis, known as Webster,
Webster.
And Mr. T. So you can go
search
that. I
got a combo.
I
got
to
find that.
It looks atrocious.
Wow.
No crap. Simon?
I don't know. I'm pretty partial to like the original Grinch, Dr. Seuss one. I like that one a lot. It's Christmas Charlie Brown or the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yep.
Because I can't get enough of the, you know, Vince Guaraldi's piano trio soundtrack on that one.
I
can
see that. I still have to be sappy, and I agree with you. It's a Wonderful Life. Nice. Hands down my favorite. One of my all-time favorite movies, actually.
Have you been to Seneca Falls in New York?
No.
That's apparently the inspiration for Bedford Falls.
I can see that.
A couple hours away.
I'll keep that in mind.
All right, so we're going to play the theme from Christmas Vacation.
And we're going to say goodnight at that point. So.
Yeah, just a reminder that the Gremlin screening presented by Cinema Time Capsule will be on December 9th at 6:30, and you can get tickets on the Playhouse Theater website.
Absolutely. Ready to go.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen, for coming in,
and thanks to the Playhouse for letting us use the office to record, and we will see you next time. Till have a great week. Be excellent to each other, and have a good one. Thanks, everybody. Taking it home with Mavis Staples, Christmas Vacation.